Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He brings the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
And he's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Diamond, you're doing a great job.
They are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
I'll tell you what, Goo.
What you got, baby?
If you want to know how not to start off a day, I'll tell you how.
I think you can't top my how I started my day, but you go ahead. You go first.
So let me tell you how you don't greet somebody. I know why you're in a bad mood.
Oh, boy.
First of all, three things right off the bat. I'm not in a bad mood.
Evan Giddings.
Now I'm going to be in a bad
Evan's
mood.
Evan's told you.
And you have no idea what gets me in a bad mood or not.
Yeah.
And it's certainly not when either the Philadelphia Eagles or the Minnesota Timberwolves lose games they shouldn't have.
Everything.
Evan fumbles something for you. Let's put the rat on the table.
Brought to you by I tell you what.
So, I just wish he would have had the solution right there, and then we could have kept going. But what he said, you know, it's still, I just sat back. Like
some might say I'm trying to help you by withholding a certain piece.
Now, Evan, I haven't looked at
property.
It like that. Wow. People don't know, but
no, that's
know.
Not part of it. That's not in this one.
Some people call it product.
Where's the best place to get a vanilla buttercream cake? Anybody know?
I don't.
Vanilla buttercream. I'm looking for one over the weekend.
You're going to have your girls back, huh?
Oh, yeah. We got them all back.
Hey. Look at you. Ask me about my morning real quick.
How's your ear?
Well, it was about my bladder. Steiny, I'm getting old. When you get 50 and you're driving traffic and you got to go number one.
Don't.
There may be a billboard with my face on it. I had to pull over somewhere and handle bid. I felt like I was going to explode. Wasn't like that when I was 20 and 30. But it happened.
Well, you're
But I'm still working out. I got a bad ear.
Ideally, we'd be talking about sports, but I've always had a problem with that kind of thing. We should have public bathrooms
gotcha.
Left and right. All over. You should be able to go into any building and use the men's room or woman's room. We should have access to it.
I had an uncle from Texas that carried a can.
It's
in
not
the
a
car.
Crime.
I'll never do
to have
that.
To go to the bathroom,
dude. It was like check engine light came on.
Philip Rivers, let's go. Look, Evan was
this is
on
serious.
That one.
This could be. Not a blessing in disguise. This dude knows how to read defenses. He's obviously in shape. So he's got a bunch of kids. So I'm just telling you,
Stoney. Why would you say he's obviously in shape?
Because if he knows he's about to get pounded on guys coming trying to take his head off, he wouldn't be out there.
Would you have
there.
Said that about Ragnow?
I don't know.
He's the
Rivers,
guy who came back for the Lions and then he couldn't pass a physical.
That was hilarious. I got that. But now Philip Rivers, Stoney, Niners play him in a couple weeks, Monday night.
Yep. First things first, though, Tennessee. This is one of the things I was thinking about Niners-wise, because there's a couple things. But I think expectations are changing for the Niners. Like, it wasn't very long ago where I think you and I agreed, well, if they make the playoffs, you know, even if they don't win a game, that'll be fine.
And I'm still there.
And, of course, it'll be fine. The world won't end. But if you look at the NFC right now, why can't the Niners win a game at least?
Okay.
I mean, look at the teams right now. Yeah. Philly, I'm looking at... Think about the last couple games. Hurts was terrible last night. Stafford was very bad a couple weeks ago against Carolina.
Hurts didn't get some help, too. He was bad, but he...
Darnold threw four interceptions, and we were getting all, you know, incensed about Brock Purdy throwing 3.5. The reality of the situation is that there isn't a dominant team in the NFC. The Rams are probably the best team, but the Niners... Like,
and they had you down 21-0 at your crib.
What I'm saying is if the Niners right now, they go into the playoffs and lose in the first round.
Still success.
Yeah, but it is going to be really disappointing at this point. Because the injuries to me are no longer like an excuse. Like, they're not going to have Warner.
Why? Because of what other teams are doing?
Yes, absolutely. Who's a juggernaut in the conference right now? Name me a team that the Niners would look at and say, we can't beat them.
The Rams.
Well, they beat the Rams already.
See, when I bring that up, you say it's invalid.
No,
because
I don't say it's invalid.
But they had you, the recent had you down 21-0 in your barn.
The Eagles are not as good as we thought.
Why
are we doing this? So now the Eagles are really still good, even
the
though
Eagles
you
have
said
the
to
talent.
Ross Tucker that they were going nowhere?
No, not because of they were devoid
of
talent.
See, why do you want to take pressure off the 49ers?
I'm not
like,
taking
if
pressure
you look at the landscape
the
of the NFC right now, if you look at the landscape of the NFC, there's nobody that should just walk over the 49ers just because
but
they've got two
me,
guys out on
defense.
All those
teams would point at that's the defense we want to play.
That's
so that's
fine.
Why I'm being...
But don't take
the
pressure off the Niners. Like, the Niners aren't going in there as some upstarts.
No.
They might be the number one seed.
You're trying to strip them of what they earned already and have surpassed.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to say... expectations are changing. They're 9-4. They still can win the division. I thought the Eagles were really, really good. I thought the Packers were really, really
good.
They
did the Packers.
I thought the Rams were really, really, really good. Then they lose to Carolina. All I'm saying is, as I look at the NFC East, it's not as good as I thought it was. And the Niners, they should have a shot as much as anybody at this point.
Like,
that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, that's what I live for. Everybody's got a shot any given Sunday. I'm shocked, Stoney, that you're sounding like me, that now it feels like, Phillies, they're stuck in neutral, but they still have weaponry. They still
got
Jalen.
So the Niners. They're missing two guys.
But who the Niners?
You know, I saw another list of players who have been out for other teams. And, man, the Niners are not the only team that's had a lot of injuries.
And they need some help at the wideout position. And we don't know what's going on with Ricky. I'm just saying.
Well, the Niners,
I'm not going to strip them of already surpassing expectations for me with these injuries. That's what I'm saying. And you're right. That's the beautiful thing about the NFL. Any team can win. But I feel like those other teams look at the Niners if they had to pick and say, we want to play them.
It's so funny because you look at the Niners and we talk about the schedule and, you know, the schedule wasn't the toughest schedule, but everybody wants to say, you got to play the teams. Right. Well, they're 9-4. They're 9-4.
Yeah,
and I'm looking at a conference that is considerably... less than what everybody thought. So, like, all I'm saying is the expectations, I think, for the Niners are changing. Like, it's not, of course, they want to win the Super Bowl, but why shouldn't they win a playoff game at this point?
Hey,
you might. Why can't they go into Philly and win if they had a win in Philly? They might finish better than Philly.
Stoney, I'm watching. And if the Chargers can do it, so can the Niners. But the bottom line is, this is wordplay here. So maybe I need to double back and say, are you saying if they don't somehow win the playoff game that they qualify for, we're assuming they get in, would there be disappointment now?
Yes, absolutely.
Not to me.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine. But I mean, they're 9-4. Okay, so you do want it both ways. Like, I'm willing to say to you, you know what, guys?
Yeah.
You're right. This schedule, I haven't given them enough credit on the schedule. They've taken care of who they've taken care of. Goodness gracious, they're 9-4. I'm looking at the landscape. Yeah. Nobody's as good as we thought they were. You know what? Yeah, they have a shot. They have a much better shot than I thought. But now it's like, if you don't want the expectations, you can say, well, we still have guys hurt on defense.
Well, I still need to see the three of these four remaining games that I feel like are going to be difficult, especially now that Indy got Phillip Rivers. That's no bum off the street. I'm just telling you.
When's the last time he played?
They got a defense. It's been a while. My point is, he's coming back for a reason, and we know he's a future Hall of Famer. Forget it, and we'll leave Indy there. Every game at this point, I believe, is going to be, you know, it's the NFL, Stoney, outside of Tennessee. Then you got the Seattle game, which I expect to be flex. You got the Chicago Bears. I'm just telling you, I'm not going to let what's going on in other locales make me tell the Niners, oh, I'm changing my opinion if you don't get it done. Getting it done is qualifying, and right now they're sitting pretty. But, Stoney, it sounds like you printed their playoff tickets. I'm just one of Niners fans.
They're 9-4.
Yeah.
They're 9-4. They got Tennessee coming up.
And DJ, okay.
Like, this is my point, is if they lose four in a row, it's going to be disappointing.
No, you know what? 1-3 would be disappointing as well.
Well,
I'll give you.
If they get in and they're 1-3, that's fine.
Yeah.
As long as they get in.
Yeah.
But I don't understand
the uncertainty.
The NFC is not as good as we thought. Can we acknowledge that?
Can you tell me where you're starting with that? If it's Philly, we can play ping pong right now. Philly is in a rut. I'm not
right.
This could be 2023.
Well, that's who you'd open with right now.
But they
right
got
now.
Talent. And
okay.
I believe if they faced the Niners defense, Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, they would all eat.
Okay. That's you. That's you.
And Philly might lose out and not even make the playoffs.
Maybe. So your expectations for the Niners haven't changed.
Yeah, I still got them success if you get in. But I get where you're. I'm not mad. Like, I understand. I'm shocked that you're saying that.
Why?
Because if Brandon Ayuk could come back, then your team is getting stronger.
Ayuk's like Kuminga to me at this point. That's how much he matters.
Well, I got something for you on the other side.
But my point is that have your expectations for the Niners changed? Seeing them win three in a row, them be 9-4, and seeing other teams in the NFC falling off. I mean, the Eagles are 8-5 now.
Yeah.
Hey, remember every hour today and tomorrow we're giving away three Warrior jerseys. All three are the town jerseys that they debuted on November 24th against the Jazz. Steph Curry, Draymond Green, and Jimmy Butler jerseys are up for grabs, and one of them could be yours. Listen for your chance today and tomorrow. For more details, go to 957thegame.com. That segment brought to you by Safeway.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
And an ass. It's a radio ass.
Dub Nation, this is Moses Moody, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. You're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. Coming up at 11:30, I buried the lead.
What we got?
We got Pat Spencer.
Wow!
Joining us at 11:30. Pat Spencer, who's
on
burst
fire
into the rotation for the Warriors over the last week. And instrumental in their last two wins. Pat Spencer joining us at 11:30. So that'll be a lot of fun. And also we're going to be giving away jerseys, town jerseys today and tomorrow. We did it yesterday. Mm-hmm. We're registering you for three jerseys. So I will give you the code word in about 10 minutes and tell you how to qualify for those jerseys. But Pat Spencer coming on in about an hour and 10 minutes. And we're talking about the San Francisco 49ers, who next play the Tennessee Titans. The Philadelphia Eagles lose last night to the Chargers. So 49ers have leapfrogged them in the standings, although it won't matter if the Eagles win the division. But
they haven't leapfrogged them. Because the
record-wise,
record-wise.
I know that's what I was saying. I mean, they're 9-4, but the Eagles will, if they win the division, they'll obviously get the.
Because if it ended today, they're in Philly. The Niners to be in Philly. Imagine that.
Right, right. So this was, you know, I want to get to this Lynch stuff.
Okay,
we had this is kind of how I'm feeling. We had Ross Tucker on a week ago, and I wonder if 49er fans are starting to feel this way, and whether it's because you think the Niners have been better than you thought they'd be, or the NFC hasn't been quite as great as you thought it would be. This is what Ross Tucker said a week ago.
They are a good team, but they are not a contender. I kind of want to change my mind. So since we spoke 2 weeks ago, they held two teams under double digits, and the Rams didn't look that great on Sunday. Now, that was mainly turnovers or whatever. The Eagles haven't looked that great in the last couple games. Mm. So, in my mind, I thought Niners, good team. Defense lost too many guys and not at the level of the Rams and the Eagles. And by the way, they still might not be, but they look a lot closer now than they did 2 weeks ago. Mm. I mean, I can now foresee a scenario where they do win three playoff games in a row. Wouldn't be easy. Probably wouldn't be likely. They'll probably be the underdog in all of them. But that does not seem as unlikely or as implausible as I felt like it did 2 weeks ago.
I agree.
And what if I told you I do? I guess we're you know, we veer is if that doesn't happen and they qualify for the playoffs, I'm not changing my tune about the season not being a success. But as far as giving them a chance at any venue, Stani, it's on and popping.
I'm not afraid to I'm not afraid to say if they finish 13-4 and finish with a number one seed and now get beat, that'll just be really disappointing.
See, I hadn't thought of that, but
you know, if
that's
they go into
the
postseason with a seven-game winning streak, and I'm not saying they will. But I'm not saying that if they lose their first playoff game, the season was a waste. I'm just saying that 13 games into the season right now, and the Niners are 9-4, and watching how it's all shaken out, I give them a chance more now, knowing that Warner and Bosa aren't going to play, than I did a month ago.
Yeah, and you know what? It's funny. You just went to the final record, the finality at 13-4. So that would be, you're right, winning seven straight and winning, you know, these next four. And that's what has me, you know, just you sense the trepidation, Steiny, about not Tennessee, and you got to handle them. I know it's NFL, anything can happen. But, man, I just think Chicago, Indy, and Seattle, week 18, like that's going to be hard. But if you're telling me, and it looks like you are, goo, no, I'm putting wins by that, I would be fronting and lying to you all if those wins after wins after wins against those three teams, and now we're talking about the week before the playoff game, that I wouldn't be changing my tune in regard to being confident. I would be fronting.
Well, I was just
like,
using
those
that.
Games are like, those are big gauges for me, Steiny.
I was just using that as an extreme example of
if they
go into the playoffs having won seven in a row and they get beat in the first round, yeah, that'll be a major disappointment.
And I'll be in that line.
But aside from that, you're 9-4. You're in control of your own destiny in terms of getting into the postseason. And now I look at the NFC as having more teams that are beatable than we thought maybe at the beginning of the year. So, you know, when the 49ers lost Bosa and lost Warner, I thought, well, they're done.
Yeah.
I mean, no matter what it looks like during the regular season, they're probably done. But
I'm with you.
Now 13, whatever we are, week 14, week 15, now looking at how they've responded to those injuries and looking at the competition, I mean, they got a shot.
They do, and you know, you just talk about Kyle Shanahan because he's the head coach. I'll start there, and I'll use the word impressive. And then you talk about Robert Saleh running the defense with these youngsters and no-name guys, Keon White and guys you're getting off the street that are, you know, having an impact. And I'm just like, damn, you know, this is why the hoodie got his. And I'm not calling Kyle Belichick yet. I'm just saying this is how the hoodie got his. His rep is he can make something out of nothing. And right now, this young Niner defense, Steiny, I still need to see more because I feel like, you know, can they stop the run? Can they stop the pass when they need to? But you won't find that out against teams like the Titans, who they play this week. But they're staring 10-4 in the face. And you heard Ross, you played it. I can't speak for him. He feels like they got the wherewithal. If they get in, they could cause some damage. That's all you can ask for.
John Lynch was on with Tim Kawakami on Tim Kawakami's podcast yesterday or today. It just came out. And John Lynch was asked about Brandon Ayuk and what's going on with Brandon Ayuk and if the door is shut permanently on Ayuk. This is what John Lynch said.
That story's not written yet. You know, Brandon's still working to try to come back from his injury. And hopefully his story's not done, you know, with the Niners. And there's still a great ending to it. You never like to see a player go through that. He's going through it right now. And we just were eager for the time where he can return and hopefully contribute in a big way. You make a commitment to a player like that. You know, your hopes are everything goes smooth and all that. That's not always the case. And so there's been some bumps in the road, but like I said, hopeful that we can get him back on the field. As I've always said, we're a better team when he's out there.
All right, that was John Lynch talking about Brandon Ayuk, and he's not done. They're eager to see him return in a big way. Real quick, Goo, before you respond.
Take your time.
In 10 minutes, I'll give you the first keyword of the day. to win the town jerseys. I'll do that in 10 minutes. And then don't forget, coming up in an hour, Pat Spencer.
All right, I'm back in your doctor office. I'm on your couch, and you tell me what you think and what you know of me, because you know me for 8 years, Doc. But damn it, at what point do you not understand, Lynch, that Brandon Ayuk has played you guys? He did it before you gave him the bag, and I was in the line that he deserved the bag, and I felt like you overpaid him. But at what point is this guy, were you just going to close the door and say, we don't need you? We need you, but we don't need you because you've been playing us. You've done all this stuff. You've gone on every social media outlet. You played us like you wanted to get out of town. We give you the bread. You get hurt. Then you talk about you don't want to show up to the physicals or show up to the lab. And I'm just telling you, Stani, I know it's about wins and victories, but at what point do you say F him? F him, you can't keep playing us, but we're so desperate because Ricky Pearsall and the passing game is a little light right now that we're going to open the door, because that's what it sounds like John Lynch is saying. If somehow Ayuk said I'll come back, he would allow it. And I'm just saying, this dude has cut the Niners to me publicly too many times to where, hey, even if we don't win, if we don't need your ass because you done played us too many times.
Well, first of all, he's under contract still this year. He's under contract. They voided the contract for next year because he wasn't doing something. All right. So they said, you're done next year. So he's still under contract. And I mean, just to cut to the chase, if Brandon Ayuk were to say, open my window, I think the 49ers would take him. I think they would absolutely open the window, and if he could play for him, they might let him play for him. I think they would let him play for him.
Wow. That's shocking to me. It just really is. And, I mean, you kind of touched on it softly, you know, Easter egg-like, Stani, not that that was your intent. Oh, yeah, they just void the contract. Well, why did they void the contract? We gave you everything, and you got hurt, and you disrespected us by not even doing what you were supposed to be doing. And, Stani, I guess I'm asking you, if you were Lynch or Kyle, and he said right now, as it stands, and everything just popped off, if he could come back, you would allow him? Like, yeah. Wow, well, see, team. I would be like,
he's on the team.
Yeah.
He's really not, though. Yes, he is. He's still under contract for 2025. He's not, the guarantees are done for 2026.
But what about the personal stuff, though, Stani, where it feels like, could he go, just, you know, all the stuff I mentioned that I feel he's just playing with them.
So is Kuminga. Man, I'd take him back.
Mm.
But, 888-957-9570 is the number. I mean, obviously, it feels like a long shot that Ayuk would even want to come back.
Why would he risk getting hurt, you know, when he knows he's got to audition for the future?
Well, I mean, if I'm Ayuk, I'm thinking, and I'm healthy right now, mm-hmm. I'm thinking, boy, I'll get four games under my belt, see if I can pile up 350 receiving yards in four games as I head into a free agent year where I'm unrestricted.
I hadn't thought about that.
I think that might
but
be
I
a
possibility. But I think the risk is greater than that, you know?
I mean, I don't know. He hasn't played in a year, so maybe he wants to get back out there and show teams that he's healthy.
Now,
and
could
that
Lynch
the
be
Niners...
saying this? I'm cutting you off. Go ahead, Stan. Could Lynch be saying this just... you know, to put the good foot forward, knowing there's no chance in hell that he'll be step on the field, maybe. Or they would allow him?
Well, they have to allow him, right? Because, for goodness sakes, it was a month ago that we were talking about the possibility of opening Ayuk's practice window. That was after they voided the guarantees for next year. But they clearly... Whether they expect it or not, I don't know, but they're leaving the door open so that the ball's in his court, and if he doesn't play for the 49ers, the 49ers can say, he would have been able to play for us, but it was his decision.
Yeah, and I don't know how many couples or people in your life, Stani, that have been married or even in a relationship, and they say, hey, we're going to break up, but let's go on vacation. It normally doesn't work that way. You know, let's go on vacation before we break up and part ways. Normally it's like, and I've worked at some location, Stani, you put in your 2-week notice, you're out of there in 30 minutes. Like, it's a wrap. So I don't get how B BA would want to have incentive to come back and risk it, but you bring up, hey, you know, I could show you four games and I could pop off. But then this just me talking now, just the feelings of all this and how I feel like he's played in the Niners' face. I even for them to have to void the contract, I don't care if this dude was Jerry Rice on his best day, Stani. You got to draw a line in the sand. We're the San Francisco 49ers, and you can't just dilly-wop around and make us look like we don't know what we're doing or we messed up with your negotiation. And then, oh, you're ready to come back. Hey, let's throw a deep slant to you. You know, I'm over it.
I mean, this is where
I'm growing, Stani.
No, you're not. You're not, because what you said was something that absolutely was ludicrous to me.
All right.
That if he were Jerry Rice on his best day, you wouldn't want him to come back. Of course you would.
If he were
Brandon Ayuk on his best day, I think they'd want him back. It's the way pro sports are. Right. Like I I'm convinced now that the 49ers voided 2026 because they did want to put the pressure on him to be the guy making the decision on this year or not. Mm. And whether they want him back or not, they'll act like they do.
Okay, good. But they do need him, Stani. And this is not a shot at Pearsall, but since he's come back, it's been quiet. And if they're going to do this Niner team offensively, what you're talking about, the passing game needs to get better or more explosive. And, you know, the theme coming into this season, it was not at the beginning, but at some juncture, you could pull over to the football gas station and just gas up and fill the tank with some Brandon Ayuk at the wide receiver position. And right now it doesn't look like that's about to happen.
All right, this is John Lynch one more time on Ayuk, and I want you to listen to see if does it sound like they would really want Ayuk back, or they know he's not coming back and that's why he's talking about this?
The story's not written yet. You know, Brandon's still working to try to come back from his injury. And hopefully his story's not done, you know, with the Niners, and there's still a great ending to it. You never like to see a player go through that. He's going through it right now, and we just were eager for the time where he can return and hopefully contribute in a big way. You make a commitment to a player like that, you know, your hopes are everything goes smooth and all that. That's not always the case. And so there's been some bumps in the road, but like I said, hopeful that we can get him back on the field. As I've always said, we're a better team when he's out there.
Can I say something to you?
Mm-hmm.
And this is nothing but a guess, but it's in my heart. And I've just been thinking about it and hearing John talk, just brought this to me. And you tell me what you think. And I have no way to prove this, Matt Stymets. But I really believe Brandon Ayuk blames the Niners for him getting hurt.
And
if just from afar, if we changed the names and just said player A blamed the team after giving them the bag for get it just I from what I know of Brandon and what he shares with us and me watching him shop jewelry for the big chains, and that's fine. I just feel like I'm wondering if in a crazy, crazy way, Matt Stymets, is Brandon Ayuk blaming his team for him getting hurt? Because that would be totally unfair, but it would explain a lot. Like, how do you have resentment towards the Niners? They gave you the bag and tried to give you the ball on the play you wrecked your knee.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I'd be shocked if a football player blamed the team for getting hurt when he'd played four or five games before that. I'm talking about Ayuk. I think this is mostly about probably drafting Pearsall. It's probably mostly about him feeling disrespected during the contract negotiations. It's probably him feeling like when he got back, he wasn't given the ball enough. I don't think he wants to be here. I don't think he's crazy about Kyle Shanahan.
Isn't this all stuff that he could have thought about or had in his heart before he put his John Hancock on that contract? Like even the Super Bowl touches. I believe he's mad. I can picture him still on the bench after the game was over, but all the things you mentioned.
I don't know that I couldn't not sign the contract that they put in front of him, whether I wanted to be here or not. And maybe I don't know how much money he's got right now from the original contract, like that, you know, that's his and not coming back. But maybe he feels like it's enough to start his adventure somewhere else with another team. Like
they need a receiver. It would be perfect for him if Ricky's not as you're going to the playoffs. Not jinxing them, but as you know.
Yeah, I mean, they certainly could use him, but we don't even know if he's healthy. Like, we don't even know if he could play and last a whole game or be an effective receiver.
Do you think
like
the Niners know, and do you think Brandon knows?
I don't think they can know if he hasn't been practicing. Mm. I don't know what they've seen out of Ayuk, if anything. 888-957-9570 is the number. Would you want Ayuk back? I think it feels like most people would.
Evan said he would too.
If I were a Niner fan, I would sure. If he wants to come back, why not? 888-957-9570 is the number. All right, here we go. This is your first opportunity of the day to win a town jersey. And here's what you do. You text the keyword Curry, C-U-R-R-Y, to 20357. That's Curry to 20357 for your chance to win one of the three town jerseys right now. Once an hour, every hour through tomorrow. And you can qualify every hour to give yourself multiple chances to win. And also, I'll make sure we can. But tomorrow we may even have a little special oomph extra. Okay. Oh, let me get that read. We got an extra jersey to throw in there tomorrow.
Man, they are so clean, too.
You know who it is?
I don't.
Who do you think? Who would make the most sense?
The chef.
Pat Spencer. Not only are we giving away the three town jerseys today and tomorrow, but how about this? Tomorrow we'll give you a chance to win a Pat Spencer jersey. And don't forget, he's on the show at 11:30 today. Tomorrow we're going to have the keywords every hour for your chance to win one of the three jerseys, but you also need to tune in between 11:45 and 12:15 tomorrow for your chance to win the Pat Spencer jersey. That's tomorrow between 11:45 and 12:15. Basically, just listen all day today and all day tomorrow, and you'll be set up to win one of those four jerseys that we're going to give away now. You want Brandon Ayuk back?
Nope.
I do. Why not?
Because it doesn't work that way.
That's exactly how it works.
I would be pissed off if I'm Colin John. How about that? And how about his teammates basically not going there, saying anything about him? But I'm reading their mannerisms too, and I feel like they're, you know what? We're rolling now. Yeah, he could help us, but it ain't worth it. Just me.
Let's go to Benzo in Napa.
Benzo,
what's going on, Benzo? How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Guys, hey. On the radio, would you? I think we got the Aiyuk situation is simple for me. I don't want it to ruin any camaraderie. I think the Niners are on a roll in a way that they're really building it. I remember that Jennings just got mistreated the whole time with Aiyuk, and I think he's been balling, and he's there, and he fights hard, and he's a person that has the opposite effect of Aiyuk, where you throw Aiyuk in there, and he's going to be, you know, complaining, doing whatever he does. He's just like, we don't know why he's got a problem with everything. So my point is, like, I don't want him back, because if you bring him back and he disrupts what I feel is a good momentum going forward, maybe get another receiver for him. We do need another receiver, like you were saying, Goo, but, like, we've got to be careful.
Yeah.
On what that does to the camaraderie of the team, I think.
No, I hear you. I'm with you.
Fair, Benzo. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
But you're just on the side, Stani. It sounds like they would welcome him as teammates with open arms.
I mean, I don't know that answer, but I got to believe that he's a pretty good receiver. I mean, the problem is when he comes back, he's probably not going to be the Brandon Aiyuk he was 2 or 3 years ago right away. But he's still going to be good enough to be in your stable of receivers, you would think.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be head and shoulders the best receiver like he was, you know, a few years back. I'm just wondering how serious the 49ers are when they say we're eager to have him back and you know, we'd love for him to come back. I just wonder if that's true or not.
We'll never have the answer. I do understand, and I'm with BA about those Super Bowl touches against the Chiefs in Vegas. I kind of get that you were underutilized, but for the life of me, I will never understand what this team did for him to be bitter. I just for the life of me. And if that negotiation was difficult, you still won. So what could you be mad at? But like you said,
who knows why receivers get upset half the time? Well, half the time we know why they get upset.
The ball.
Because they don't get the ball enough. The other half of the time, I'm not exactly sure. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Coming up in 50 minutes, we got Pat Spencer, the Golden State Warriors. He's going to join us. In the meantime, we'll talk about the San Francisco 49ers. And, I mean, would you welcome Brandon Aiyuk back? John Lynch seems to think that if he wants to come back, the 49ers would have him. I don't know if that's just... you know, just words or not. And then have your expectations for this season changed since these injuries to Warner and Bosa? I mean, I'm just looking back to week 4 or 5. I was thinking, boy, this team is really in trouble, if not done. And now here we are, week 13, 14. Is it more than just making the playoffs? Can they do more than just make the playoffs? 888-957-9570 is the number. And what's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good. And that segment also brought to you by Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water.
What makes Crystal Geyser Alpine Spring Water different? We always bottle our Alpine Spring Water less than 1.5 miles from the spring source. And all our bottles are made with 50% recycled plastic from our own recycling plants. Crystal Geyser, bottled at the spring source.
Hey, covering Bay Area sports for years, I've seen athletes go through it all. Highs, lows, and the pain that comes with getting knocked down. But when it's not just a game, and when you're the one injured, or when tragedy strikes someone you love, that's where Beam Law comes in. Beam Law is the Bay Area's go-to personal injury law firm. Whether it's a car accident, a serious injury, or a wrongful death, they're there to shoulder the legal burden so you can focus on rebuilding, recovery, and taking care of your family. Beam Law is local, and they win, with millions recovered for clients across the region. That's why SF Weekly voted them Best of the Bay 4 times. If you've been hurt or lost someone because of someone else's negligence, call Beam Law 415-523-5555. That's 415-523-5555. Or visit hurtinthebay.com. That's hurtinthebay.com, because it's not whether you get knocked down, it's whether you get back up. Beam Law, they've got your back, Bay Area.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.